This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol folks, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the third watch right now, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our 18-wheel drivers out there, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget our bulk mail haulers out there, back to work again this week, getting ready for Santa Claus, and our suicide jockeys hauling gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram, which we may be changing our handle or something over there because we got hacked last week. And don't forget, you can find us at Captain's America. Captain's America is how you find us over there. Just add an S on the end of Captain's America. And America, you got an S on the end of that. And attach the word America together, and it's all one word, Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check out all the great things we have to offer, and you can save yourself some money, too, with some of the things that are there. All right. Joining us, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California, IA. And good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic.
And to the republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have a thunderstorm watcher, tracker, that keeps an eye on things for us at night. And we also remind you that we emphasize the two words, under God, in the pledge. And that's what we do because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Kyle, back to the drawing board. You ready?
I sure am.
Okay. As the UN prepares to vote on Russian aggression, Secretary of State Blinken is warning against any abstentions or claims of neutrality by any of the members.
Interesting. Yes, very interesting.
What do you think?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, you can't have, you got to take a stand, basically, and I think that's what he's talking about. You know, in other words, you have to be counted on this.
Well, speaking of being counted, the 2022 elections are upon us right now, and many Americans are already voting. They're voting by mail, or they're starting to do early voting. Well, I'm going to make a suggestion to the people voting by mail. Do your ballot and then hop in your car and take your ballot with you and go to the Supervisor of Elections office and drop it off in person. Why? Because I'm just saying, it's been known for ballots to disappear in the past, and we've heard about it for years, so make sure if you want to know your vote's been counted and you're doing an absentee ballot, you take that ballot or you get find out a way to get that ballot taken to the post office and handed directly, to the supervisor of elections office and get that ballot handled directly to the person there to take it.
Exactly right. Yeah, well, that's the way to be sure, because we've had all these horror stories, haven't we, Captain, about how the, you know, things don't make it there.
Yeah, and you can't sit this one out, folks. You can't just sit on your hands and go, well, I don't particularly care for some of these candidates, so I'm not going to vote. You're better off voting and then abstaining from the election that you don't want to vote for somebody in. You're better off voting and canceling the majority of your votes than you are just sitting on your hands and going, nope, I'm not going to vote.
Exactly.
Because I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that down here.
Precisely. Yeah. No, you can't do that because the stakes are too high. It's too important.
Right. And if all you do is you abstain from voting in one or two races, and everything else is being voted on, then you're fine.
Well, of course.
Yeah, well, you're saying of course, but most people don't know that. They've been told that if they don't vote, that their ballot doesn't count, they throw it out and all that. That's not true.
Well, precisely. But they definitely have to. They have to vote in this election. There's no doubt about it. You know, it is an all-hands-on-deck situation, no matter what you see in the polls.
Uh-huh. And I will tell you that some of what you're starting to see now in the polls is contrived. You have to go to the polls that you trust. And by the way, I always go to the average of all the polls at Rear Clear Politics, where they take all the numbers and put them together. And if there's a certain poll that I've been following that's been more accurate than others, like Trafalgar, then I'll go over there and I'll take a look at their polls because they are very accurate. And Kyle, you hold that thought. And folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more. And Kyle Warren, too, the professor of politics.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. Appreciate that very much, and appreciate you too, brother of the badge that you are, retired firefighter out of Chicago. Now, I will tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they've been on a mission for quite a while. Now, I've been taking their product for over 8 years, ever since I first found out about it. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. It works. And if you've got problems like what I've got, and I do have problems from my injuries at the World Trade Center, where you have inflammation or pain or swelling, and nothing seems to take care of it except for the hardcore narcotics, which I don't want to take, and nobody in their right mind should, because it does things that makes you dizzy and this, that, and the other. You can try something that's 100% drug-free. Relief Factor. Now, the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help the body's natural response to inflammation. It also will lower or even eliminate pain. It'll go to more than one spot. Let's say you got a pain maybe in your knee, and you got a pain in your wrist. Well, this stuff will take care of both of those areas. As a matter of fact, I've even had a headache once in a while. And this stuff not only gets rid of the pain like in my wrist or in my ankle or foot, but it gets rid of the headache. I don't know what there is to it, but it doesn't. Now, the ingredients, again, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what makes this all happen. Goes right to the source of the pain and gets rid of it. 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And again, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Give the 3-week quick start a try and see what it will do for you. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. And Kyle Warren says,
all you have to lose is pain.
Boy, is that true. Is that true? All right, well, Kyle, according to the White House National Security Council spokesperson, John Kirby, Admiral John Kirby, the United States is reevaluating its relationship with Saudi Arabia amid the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC Plus, and their recent decision to slash oil production by some 2 million barrels a day.
Well, you know, Captain, here we are. It's really kind of bizarre that we're in this particular position now, especially, Captain, after President Trump was able to, I think, cultivate a very good relationship, improved relationship with the Saudis in general. I mean, there are these issues that we know about and so forth, but generally speaking, Joe Biden put us in the position to have to go begging hat in hand to the Saudi crown prince, please, you know, give us more oil or don't cut so much more oil, when Joe Biden did this to us on purpose by cutting out the pipeline and drilling and this kind of thing. We wouldn't be in this position. This is an unforced error. You know, we talked about a lot of those kinds of things during the Trump years because President Trump was not a politician in that regard. Here's something that is damaging us in the Middle East as well, because Saudi Arabia should be a very good friend of ours in the Middle East.
Well, they were a good friend when he was around, because in order for them to get along with us and to go along with what we were doing, which is trying to lower the price of oil and become a dominant power in oil around the world, the Saudis wanted weapons, heavy weapons. We thought that they got them while we got our oil concessions and became a major oil producer.
Well, right. And then at the same time, too, the Saudis, they don't want to see Iran begin to march across the region, for lack of a better expression, but to try to spread their influence or their hegemony throughout the region. And so bringing on other Arab states like Saudi Arabia to gather against states like Iran is incredibly important. All this is at risk now because Joe Biden decided that he was going to simply do the bidding of the far left in this country, and here we are.
Now, amongst the firms busily polling voters out there is the Trafalgar Group, and in particular Robert Cahaly, who happens to be the senior strategist there. He recently said that his firm is concentrating primarily on 2 key Senate races, the one in Georgia, the one in Pennsylvania, where the candidates are separated by single digits in election polling. In the Pennsylvania race between Republican Mehmet Oz and Democrat John Fetterman, that race is one to watch because Fetterman's soft-on-crime approach just isn't cutting it with the people, and Oz is gaining in stature and in points right now. That's down to single digits. Some would say that Oz is ahead. Some would say that Fetterman's ahead, but it's down within single digits, within the margin of error. And, of course, in Georgia, Herschel Walker is actually starting to pull away from the incumbent, Mr. Warnock, Reverend Warnock, who has been exposed for exactly what he is, someone who is not what he said he was when it came to evictions and that sort of thing, because there was a big story in the Atlanta Journal, I think it was the Atlanta Journal, maybe it was the Atlanta Constitution, but a big story that came out of Atlanta that he was supporting evictions in the middle of the pandemic when he came out publicly and said, oh, we can't do that, people are on hard times. But the company that he was running, the church that owned some property, was evicting people during that time.
Isn't that something? That's the proof in the pudding
That's right. Yep.
That's for sure.
And he was the guy in charge, so he was the guy authorizing it.
Well, exactly. And it's no big surprise that politicians might say one thing and do another, I guess. But again, I think, Captain, especially the Democrat politicians, they truly believe that they just need to say stuff and that everybody's going to support them. They're not really going to dig that much, right, about what they really have done or what they're really up to. Because why? Because they fit into the mold. They fit into the message. And that message is getting blown up here.
They also lie their way through it. By the way, Tim Ryan in Ohio, running for Senate mm-hmm. against J.D. Vance, he was caught in a couple of rogue zingers.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's J.D. Vance absolutely buried him with his own words.
Very cool.
They had a debate, I believe it was last night or the night before, and he absolutely buried him with his own words. So that's what's going on.
Yep.
Now, 28 days to go until the midterms, and things are not looking good for the Democrats. They really aren't. And I guess we'll know soon enough, but people have got to start paying attention and get in the voting mold.
Well, you know, that's very interesting that you say it just in that way, and because as we get closer, that's when people are going to start paying more attention. You have people that will follow this and are more into it on a regular basis, but now that the election is going to draw near, people will start to say that may not always follow the political news each day. They'll say, what's going on? But they do know this. See, I think this is where they're starting from. They're starting from, things aren't so good in my community, in my town, in my city, in my state, in my country. Why is that? And as they begin to investigate that and see that and start to ask that question, I think they're going to come to the same conclusion that so many of us have, and that is these Democrat policies have literally destroyed things.
By the way, the Biden administration wants you to register for the military draft if you were born a male. Twitter's got questions about that. It's going, well, what about the LGBT and what about the transvestites and what about this and about that? Not a word.
Well, you know, it seems to me that if you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound, right? I mean, the Biden administration ought to have some kind of complex, you know, a policy statement on this, it would seem. But because it seems, Captain, that they're being kind of exclusionary or exclusive, they're doing something that doesn't seem to go along with the generalized woke culture that is driving them.
They're doing something the military doesn't want, too.
Well, right. But again, you get these nuances that you have to account for, and it becomes very complex. Yes.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back from that break, we'll have more for you here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Bottom of the hour break coming up. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way right after that break.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
California's ongoing drought is expected to impact the prices of key crops, driving food inflation even higher for consumers. Those crops include tomatoes, garlic, and onions. Meanwhile, cattle farmers in California are also being forced to make some tough decisions. One farmer spoke to Fox News.
It's been dry here in California for several years now.
On Tuesday, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to decide whether fetuses are entitled to constitutional rights in light of its June ruling overturning the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. The justices turned away an appeal by a Catholic group and two women of a lower court's ruling holding that fetuses lack the proper legal standing to challenge a 2019 state law codifying the right to abortion in line with the Roe precedent. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You know, the captain is sending you to Hero's Mile, and the reason why is because it works. Now, I had Lieutenant General, retired U.S. Army, William Lennox, on a program, I believe it was yesterday, and we talked to him about Hero's Mile and about what they do. It's veterans helping veterans. It's something that veterans can relate to. And if you want to volunteer, there's volunteer opportunities. If you want a job, maybe they got a job opportunity if you have a specialty field that they can use. Now, I will tell you, their website is heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com. Their phone number is 888-VET-NOW-2. That's 888-VET-NOW, the number 2 is their number. They're located over... just east of Orlando, over in DeLand. And I can tell you that they're going to be at our Battleground event with a table and some of their people to talk to you and enlighten you as to what they're doing. And on Sunday at the Jewish Community Center, I'll be there at that table. So you'll be able to meet me there and them there and talk to them and ask them any questions. And this is not just about helping veterans. It's about helping first responders, too, because that's something that people seem to forget about. First responders have the same problems that veterans do when it comes to post-traumatic stress and other things. And we're going to have our friend Annie on, and she may be getting involved with them with her yoga. So there'll be a lot of different things to talk about. So I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, I'm looking forward right now to getting back to talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, helping veterans is a passion of mine, and I've been in a lot of different groups where I've been able to do just that because, again, years ago, there was nothing for anybody. It was catch as catch can, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, so now we've got all these different programs, and it's up to – and by the way, I helped a veteran yesterday. He was in front of a Walgreens saying, you got a dollar, I need to be able to eat. And I says, listen, I know you don't want to eat. You want to drink. I can tell by looking at you. I said, but how about if I take you somewhere where you can get a shower, get cleaned up, and go from there? And he says, what do you got in mind? And I says, there's a place around the corner here where you can go where they take care of veterans and whatnot. They'd love to see you. So I took him around the corner, dropped him off, and there you go. That was my good deed for the day, I guess.
Wow. Well, you know, Captain, that's something that, you know, it's very moving, in and of itself, because you're right. People are asking for money, but what they really need is real help. That's right.
And the funny thing was is he had a little radio. He didn't have a phone. He had a little, for lack of better words, it looked like a transistor radio, but they call him something different now. And I told him about the radio show, and he says, I'm going to be listening. And I says, okay, good for you. His name is George. He says, I'm going to be listening. I said, good for you, George. So anyway, there you
all
go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully George is listening. Absolutely.
Now, following the destruction left behind by Hurricane Ian, the state of Florida saw the power lines go down, extreme flooding, even a bridge collapse that allowed people to access Sanibel Island. And a temporary bridge has already been constructed with support vehicles that have been mobilized to drive across the water in order to provide assistance in the area. There was about 25 or 30 power trucks that went across that bridge yesterday to get out on the island for the first time and start doing something about the electricity and whatnot that was out there. There was a gentleman that was pictured sitting in a chair in front of his house that was probably 75% destroyed right along the beach. And he was happy to see somebody. He said he hadn't seen, and by the way, somebody came walking along, and he started talking to him. He says, I haven't seen anybody walking here for over a week.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So things are slowly starting to get back to normal, rather. And, of course, a temporary bridge has already been constructed. Support vehicles were mobilized to do what they needed to do, times of despair and destitution. It's always amazing what human resolve can produce. And, again, 3 days to get these bridges fixed. 3 days.
Well, it is really incredible. And, of course, that's because, one thing, you have the Army Corps of Engineers. They train for this.
They do.
They're ready. You have others who pre-prepared and pre-staged help in terms of getting the power back on, other hurricane-related help that would come out right after the storm passed. And by the way, Captain, about 24 hours ago in all of Florida, you had about 14,000 people still out of power. Right now, as we speak, it's 7,300.
Right.
And,
down in half.
Yes. Exactly. So they're really making inroads on this. And, of course, the more devastated areas are going to take a little bit longer, especially as they just begin to let residents go back into certain areas.
Yeah. Now, former President Trump's lawyers said in their application to the Supreme Court that it was essential for the special master to have access to the classified records to determine whether documents bearing classified markings are in fact classified, and regardless of classification, whether those records are personal records or presidential records. Makes sense to me.
It does make sense, and you would think, Captain, that you would be able to find someone who would carry the proper clearances, for example, to try to help sort this out. When you just vacuum up everything, or hoover it up, as they might say, then you've got it all mixed together. But the crux, of course, of what the government's line is here is that, well, he had these classified documents and all this kind of stuff, but without a proper sorting out of it all, we don't know for sure. And I think it's in everyone's best interest. It's in the DOJ's best interest. It's in Trump's best interest to have it sorted out.
The DOJ doesn't want Trump to have that access in his attorneys. So just let that be known. The DOJ, they're fighting it. They do not want that. So we'll see what happens. The Supreme Court is going to have the final say on it. Now, we didn't really mention this. We teased it a little bit. But the Los Angeles City Councilwoman, Nuri Martinez, a Democrat, took a leave of absence yesterday, a day after she said that she was stepping down as city council president over the leaked audio revealing comments she made that were racist. And there were others that made the same comments or agreed with them, I might add. However, she did not submit to the calls to resign from her job. And President Biden has publicly come out and said she should resign.
That's true. And this has been quite a story here in the Southern California area, of course. Because of Los Angeles. We had a packed meeting and so forth where people were airing their opinions about it, and other council members calling on those involved in this to resign. The president's joining that call, of course. And it does seem, Captain, I think the three key players in this are going to have to do just that. I don't see how they move forward at all with any of this. And it's just brought a lot of pain, unfortunately, to the city of Los Angeles.
Now, I mentioned this earlier. We didn't really mention a lot about it, but I am going to this time because we're making this our final story. The Biden administration wants you to register for the military draft if you were born a male, because that's what it says. All males will register for the draft. Not get drafted, but register for the draft. Now, Twitter's got questions about that because, well, what do we do about the LGBT and the transvestites and the whatever they are? What do we do about them? Well, who cares?
Well, it sounds to me, Captain, that the Biden administration is declaring that only males are going to be registered. So they're making that decision.
That's what the military wants.
Well, of course, right, but of course, the woke crowd and the liberal crowd, they're going to have will continue to have a field day with that. But it looks like the Biden administration's taking a position on something about gender identity or something like that. I don't know, but whatever it is, I don't think they're all going to get along too well with the Biden administration on.
Unlike the border. All right, hold that thought, my friend. Okay, folks, you're coming back for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you wanna rock and roll, baby, don't.
gonna do. Drop down, baby, let your daddy see. If you wanna rock and roll, I can set you free.
Ah, Kyle, who is that masked man?
That's Dion, I know that.
Who's playing the guitar?
On this one, is it? It's not Clapton. It is
Eric Clapton.
It is Clapton. Okay,
it's Eric Clapton cool. playing the lead guitar on this stuff. Yep, absolutely. And of course, that's another one. You know, Dion is still plugging away, putting out the hits, and he's doing this in a different fashion right now. He's putting out some rhythm and blues and jazz music out there, and taking a totally different style to what he used to do back in the rock and roll days. And I like this. I like this a lot better.
Well, yeah, and obviously he's growing, and he wants to pursue other great avenues of music, and at his age, that's amazing. It's just great.
80 years old. It's not demanding either. It's not that demanding to do this. You just kick back and you just let it flow. All right. Well, let's start with the weather, and I'm going to start with you after I mention this. We have a tropical storm now, Carl, which has emerged into the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico. It was remnants of that hurricane that came across, and one side of it, the front went one way, and the storm itself went the other way. But here's the thing. This is going to be developing. It's going to slowly work its way across the southwest corner of the Gulf towards the middle of the Gulf. Where it's going to go from there, nobody knows. So we got to keep our eyes on this over the weekend, so nobody gets caught unprepared. So I'm just telling you right now, anytime you have a storm in the Gulf, it's time to start making sure you got the stuff you need to have. So get it done, whether you're in Texas, whether you're in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, get ready, get it done. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We have some of that rain we were talking about in Montana last hour. It's starting to dissipate a little bit, so that's good. But we still have rain on U.S. Highway 191. This is going to be south of Malta down to about the Zortman area. So you just want to be aware of that if you're coming through that area. Rain still in the Jordan area, but also over on I-94 from about Terry up to Glendive, you've got rain in that area coming across the highway in most cases. Between those two areas. So you just want to be aware of that as well. Then also, of course, we do have a freeze warning to tell you about. That's around Idaho Falls tonight. Frost advisory, this around Twin Falls. And something just popped on the map since last hour, Captain. This down near Alamosa in southern Colorado. Freeze warning. Checking out the temperature in Alamosa right now. It's 35 degrees. So, yes, it is a freeze warning. That's for sure. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet. Other than some of the lightning and thunderstorms that rolled through Southern California earlier today, those seem to have made their way on out. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, North and South Dakota and the northwestern corner of Iowa today, as well as the eastern part of Nebraska, you're going to see some dry conditions. It'll be conducive to perhaps some wildfires getting started. Hopefully that won't happen. We do have a thunderstorm warning and watch. Right now down in the southeastern corner of Nebraska, the northeastern corner of Kansas, we've got some issues there with the weather and what we're looking at as well. Possibility there for some rain and some development coming on down the line. We do have some fog and some wind in Lake Michigan tonight. Since the last hour, northwestern corner of Upper Michigan is getting some rain up in there. We've also got some issues with the Upper Peninsula over north of Detroit coming out of the lower part of Michigan with what looks like is going to be some wind and some rain today up there. The east coast of the country, the same areas that have fog. Got fog again. Chesapeake Bay on down towards North Carolina, and a little bit of fog, inland fog right now around Myrtle Beach and Savannah, Georgia, those areas in there right now. So be advised of that. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll look forward to talking to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget, the Trucker's Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the great people, the great folks at the Pilots and Flying J's around the country. Join the Drivers Club and start gathering some points and start saving some money. Okay, let's go to the phone line. We've got Denise Simon from Founders Code there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Two words, Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Tulsi Gabbard. You know, she was very, very deeply involved in the Democrat Party. She's born in Samoa, so she's actually Samoan.
Mm-hmm.
Her family moved to...
she's a native.
Hawaii. Yeah, mm-hmm. And she left the Hawaii Army National Guard and transferred over to the Army Reserve Unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her rank is a lieutenant colonel now.
That's right, in charge of transportation. Mm-hmm.
No, she's in the medical unit.
Well, she moved from what she was doing. She was a transportation officer, but go ahead.
But, you know, she went to Pelosi and to Debbie Wasserman Schultz and complained about what the Democrat Party was doing to Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden now she's decided she wants to leave the party, and she was on a podcast yesterday and announced that she has left the party. But she didn't say where she was going. She didn't say she was going to be an independent or a Republican. She was just leaving the party because she said they're elitist and they're warmongers. But I'll tell you a fascinating story. That back when she was in Congress, she was on the Veterans Affairs Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very important vote that took place. And I forget what it was because it was a while ago. But nonetheless, she was not there. She was not even in Washington, D.C., especially to take this vote. What was she doing? She decided to go surfing with a journalist. So, yeah, and I have not forgotten that. She is a surfer, but I'm not one to particularly trust her.
Well, hold that thought, because we got to take a break here right now. We're going out on a break, and we'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.